Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of you know this about me, but some of you may not. Most of the men probably do, just because of showing up during the summer and shooting in some archery. But I enjoy hunting. One of my favorite things to do is actually hunting, and some of my fondest memories involve that as well. I would say that after the earthly vocation of son and brother, husband, father, pastor, hunter would probably come next. It's part of who I am and what I intend to teach to my children. I would say it's part of my identity. Identity is very important for the text that is before us. It's all about wrestling. Who is the wrestler? As we heard the text read Sunday and then again this evening, we probably made some assumptions about it. Jacob is the wrestler, and the one with whom he wrestles, while a bit vague, appears to be God. And that assumption would be correct. Jacob wrestled with none other than the pre-incarnate Lord Jesus Christ. These are the wrestlers of the text. We have properly identified them, but if we only stop, or if we stop only at identifying them, we could end up on a path that leads to confusion and even false theology. For what happens when we simply stop at the identities of the wrestlers and then look for a way for this story of the Bible to speak to us? As we talked last week about the story of David and Goliath, we easily insert ourselves into that story and to this one as well. We could take the role of Jacob and speak of wrestling with God in prayer in order to receive our blessing. That we must pray in order to get what we want, the answer that we desire. And only then if we wrestle good enough. What that means is that we think that the text is all about us. A popular podcast I used to listen to had a short jingle that went like this when he came across eisegesis, the act of inserting oneself into the biblical story. You're so vain, you probably think the Bible is about you. The Bible is about you in one sense, but in another, it's not about you. Another way this text has been wrongly interpreted is to see it as a battle cry, that you're going to be assailed by the soldiers of Satan and the wicked world, so fight the good fight with all your might. Do not give up, and in the end, you're going to be blessed with great honor, power, riches. Persevere, people, and prepare for the plunder. But this is also wrong. Now, of course, we are in a battle, and you're going to hear more about that on Sunday. Sin, Satan, and the world are indeed grabbing at our lives and pulling at our limbs, and on an ongoing battle is truly occurring, and it's a wrestling match to the death. This is our reality, our condition, our heritage from Adam and Eve. Evil prowls the streets and rules our institutions. Satan remains active and a very dangerous foe who must be subdued, lest we die physically and eternally. And our world seems to ever be more willing to find more and more elaborate ways to express just how corrupt it is. The evil one is prowling about, and the world surrounds us in all its corruption. Sin crouches at our door, ready to take us down. We are in a battle, a most serious battle. But who really is the wrestler? The wrestler is not Jacob, and the wrestler is not you or I. When Jacob receives his new name, Israel, and when God explains why this particular name is given, he identifies the wrestler. It is the same as wrestled from the beginning. The one who wrestles with Jacob, this is the same one who wrestles with Satan on the cross, and he is the same one who wrestles for you and for me every day of our lives. He is Jesus Christ. You see, Jacob's new name, Israel, can mean you have wrestled with God, or, and this is more important, it can mean God has wrestled for you. We typically just go with the first meaning. God has wrestled for you is probably more correct. Regardless, this is what is said by God himself. You have wrestled with God and man, but now I will wrestle for you. Not with you, not by your side, if you pick up a little help, not when you're flat on your back, but I will wrestle for you. Just as I have wrestled for you in the past, so I will wrestle for you now, and I will continue to wrestle for you until the day that you stand in the courts of heaven before my very throne. It is God who rescues the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh. It is God who gets the victory over Goliath, not Moses, not David. And it's God who drives out the Canaanites from before them, not man. It is Christ, God in the flesh, who carries our sins to the cross. It is Jesus who suffers and sheds his holy blood on our behalf. It is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world as he dies in our place. And though it looks as if he has been defeated as he hangs limp upon the tree, the greatest victory of all is taking place as the Son of God dies and in 3 days rises from the dead, having conquered all of his foes. God is our wrestler. Christ is the one who fights in our place and on our behalf. God is the wrestler. He is our wrestler. This reality did not begin with Jacob rolling in the dirt by the Jabbok. Rather, it began when Adam and Eve were driven from the garden. This reality did not end when Jesus was victorious upon the cross and Satan was pinned and chained in defeat. But it ends when we are safely through the gates of eternal life. I don't have to probably speak too much of that ongoing battle this evening, but come back on Sunday and you'll hear more about it. Satan indeed has been conquered, but he has not given up the fight. Each day, you and I are challenged by the desperate evil of this world and our own sinful flesh to a match, to a wrestling match. It's the fight of the new man and the sinful Adam still within us. There is a wrestler, a champion who lives within us, the strong deliverer, the Christ who daily fights for us against that great swimmer, the old sinful Adam. It is the strong arm of the new man, Christ, who lives within us that does the pushing of the daily drowning of the old Adam. You fight that strong arm, good luck. Try to win the battle by yourself or rely on your own strength. Sure, you can be your own wrestler, but get ready. You'll have your face rubbed in the dirt and the wind pummeled from your body. And when you have had all those things happen, You'll be grateful and thankful to know that the true wrestler has your back. Christ our Lord fights for you, and nothing can stand against him. In the holy and precious name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.